This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. We all have people we just don't like. Maybe personalities clash or there's some long history of disagreements. What do you do when that person is in the cubicle across the hall or the office next door? How do you still work with them despite those interpersonal issues? Workplace consultant Brandon Smith is with me again to help us figure that out. He's our working guy. Good to see you again.
Joshua, really good to see you.
Do I have to like everyone I work with?
Not at all.
Nope. Do I have to pretend to?
Nope. Sure don't. You don't have to pretend to. But you do need to keep it about business. So you don't have to go up and tell somebody, hey, you know, I don't like you. You want to be authentic, but you always want to try and value what they contribute to the team. Try to be objective enough to say, you know, I might not like this person, but they're adding real value here. And that's important. We need people that are different.
So how do you work with someone that you just don't like?
I'll tell you a great story about how you can really screw this up. A good friend of mine is number one in their company. Number one in all performance metrics. All of her peers like her, vendors like her, customers like her. They just love her. And she always does whatever's asked of her, senior leadership. But her boss, he does not like how bubbly her personality is. So on her performance reviews, it generally is very simple. He just generally says, stop being you.
Really?
Yeah.
But if she's performing, obviously that's working for her, right?
Yeah. He just doesn't like her style and approach, and he has no ability to be objective. I mean, the guy really should be fired. So let me tell you all the things he's doing wrong. If we're the boss and this person works for us, we got to try and be objective. It's about performance anyway. So first thing is, are they delivering on the performance that we expect of them? Are they delivering the results? Then we tick down and we say, okay, do other people like them? In fact, do the key stakeholders like this person? Like customers or peers or colleagues, other people that work with them. Then our third one is, does this person do what I ask this person to do? Because there could be a blip there where maybe they're passive aggressive and they refuse to follow the boss's orders. If we still don't like the person and they're doing all those things, then it's not about performance and work. It's about us. And we need to ask ourselves, you know, are they reminding us of somebody we don't like? Are they reminding us of our parts about ourselves we don't like? And what can we do about that?
If you have somebody, either somebody that reports to you or even just coworkers, and you don't like each other, you don't get along, are there strategies that you can use to smooth that and still get your work done?
The most important thing you need to do is appreciate what they are bringing. And second, if you're the boss, try and line up what they can do with things that maybe you don't want to do. Sounds like there's a natural difference in style, a natural difference in approach. So give them other things to do. I was in New York this week, and I noticed, you know, the cab drivers are just so just aggressive. You just cutthroat. You know, they'll just cut people off. They don't care. Like, that's not my style. I wouldn't be I'd be waving, asking people if I could get in. I wouldn't be getting anywhere, right? But I need cab drivers in my life, even though they're very different from me in terms of how they approach the world. I value and appreciate the fact that they got me from point A to point B on time and prevented me a lot of stress. So I think it's appreciating the difference in what they bring.
That's Brandon Smith, a career coach and workplace consultant who also teaches about communication and workplace culture. Thanks.
Always a pleasure.
What kind of issues are you having at work? Send your questions and topic ideas to us through the Working and Career blog at gpb.org.